Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Find yourself, live your dreams, and be happy for Saturday, June 8th. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, on the second Saturday of each month. Find yourself, live your dreams, and be happy is an interactive live internet talk radio show that focuses on how to take advantage of the opportunities that life sends your way. This program explores obstacles overcome by ordinary people with extraordinary results and what inspires or motivates them to take advantage and take positive actions that may make their dreams a reality. I know a little about that myself, as I've had 10 careers. I started as a fashion model, then I was a rock and roll singer, a corporate consultant, an adjunct professor, and today I am an author, a speaker, a coach, a blogger, and a radio show host. Let's set the tone for today's program. Take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. Martin Luther King did that, and we're doing that today. Today's show is brought to you by budgetpreneur.com. If you find that you have very little money to invest in your business and yet still need to get things done, stop putting those things off. Go to budgetpreneur.com. They provide the resources and tools to help you manage your business, save money, and increase revenue. Visit www.budgetpreneur.com. Well, you know, we have a fabulous show for you today. Oh, and by the way, if you're listening online and calling to ask a question, please mute your computer first. The number to call is 646-381-4198. And if you're on the Google Hangout, use the chat box on the left side of the screen to talk to our guest. We have a fantastic show for you today. Our topic is called Tweaking Your WordPress. We are doing something that's never been done before, and I'm pretty excited about it. I'm just waiting for him to get here again. We will do a Google live hangout so that he can demonstrate as he teaches us on the radio show. Tony is going to discuss what he recommends for tweaking your WordPress for search. Let me tell you about our guest today. His name is Tony Balthazar, and he's located in the United Kingdom, which is 6 hours ahead time difference from Chicago. And we are tickled to have him as our guest for June and appreciate having him with us today. Now, he's just gotten on to Google Hangout, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. Tony is a WordPress expert who I found when I watched his video on using the Jetpack plugin. It was such a comprehensive video, I contacted him, and now he's going to be a guest on our show. Let me tell you his mission, then I'm going to turn it over to him so he can take it over. Tony's mission is keep learning, keep smiling, keep training. He's always loved training, and so it feels like a natural step to share and teach what he knows and share with you online. So you'll no doubt find him on the web. You can learn more about him at www.abalthazar.com. Welcome, Tony.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me here. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great, and I love that beautiful slide you have on the screen here for us today.
Believe in, but what I do believe in is proof. So I try and prove my theory by testing them out on my own businesses first. And a little bit of a self-frequency comment here. That's me. You can see my face, and you'll notice when I go back to my screen that I'm going to show you what I've been doing with a couple of keywords. As Yvonne said, my forte is keywords. So one of the keywords I went after to test my theories is set up a blog with WordPress. In fact, the very blog that Yvonne found me on. Now, this particular keyword itself has 276 million competing web pages. And this is without quotes, it's more in any order keyword terms. Now, if you look down, the first block here are Google Ads, so we won't pay attention to Google Ads. We'll look at the natural organic ranking. This guy is my nemesis. He's a little guy like me. Underground marketer doing what he does best. In between us, we have WordPress.com and WordPress.org. So, the first term, set up a blog with WordPress, there's three people or three groups in the running for it. Myself, Tony Balthasar, Margot Hyatt, WordPress themselves. So that's a bit about me. This is the very blog that Yvonne found me on. Nothing flash. You don't have to have anything flash to tweak your WordPress and get found in search. You just have to know a few basics. Is that cool, Yvonne?
Yes, that's very cool.
Okay. So I'll come straight in, because what I have for you guys today is a bit of a surprise. I spoke to Yvonne when I was in the park earlier on this afternoon, and I had a flash of inspiration. She mentioned to me slides yesterday, and of course, I wanted to show a slide. But I thought the best thing to do, actually, is to give you a group of slides so you can have some fundamental principles to learn from and review and go back and learn from and really get the hang of using WordPress tweaks for your advantage. Okay, so I'm going to go over to my little presentation, which is a Powtoon. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Powtoons before, but if you haven't, you can find it. If you haven't, you can find it on my Missionauts blog. Just search for Powtoon and you'll find it. So, I'm going to give it a couple of seconds to load. It's a free piece of software, so again, anyone can use this. It's great for training, as you'll see soon. So, tweaking your WordPress with Yvonne F. Brown and Tony B., a.k.a. Missionauts, with the help of Powtoons, of course. Right, let's just make this bigger for us. And hopefully now, everyone should be able to see that okay. Can you see that okay, Yvonne?
Yes, I can.
Brilliant. So, as I said, if you like the Powtoon, you can go to missionauts.com and search for Powtoon and get the download. You can get a free download. Most of the things I recommend are going to be free. And most of these principles I'm going to show you now are going to be really easy. So, tweaking your WordPress 11 on-page SEO tips. Now, these are tips that I use in all my WordPress posts and pages and blog setups when it gets the results like you saw out of 276 million first page results. Now, that may sound simple, but put together, you have something really powerful. First tip, really simple tip. Overlook this tip. It's your main keyword in the title of the article. Now, I've written the post here about getting WordPress SEO tips and also a plugin called the WordPress SEO plugin. And I purposely haven't put the keyword into the blog title. That was for a reason. Again, that's just me testing stuff. I'm always testing stuff. But for yourself, guys and gals, make sure you always get your main keyword in the article title. Because that is what the search engine is going to move. I'm talking about search engines reading. Second tip, change your permalink structure for keywords. It's really easy to do. If you go to your settings in Google, in WordPress, it's as can click the button. And again, if you're not sure how to do that, search for Mission Knox and you'll find it. But tip number two, pretty essential. I want a URL like missionknox.com general p equals 756, because that means nothing to search engines. So make sure you change your permalinks to increase your keywords as the URL string. As you see here, the keyword is now the URL string. The keyword I'm going after is push button SEO plugin, and also I'm going after 11 SEO WordPress tips, because I was in testing two lots of keywords in one blog post. Again, pretty easy to do, guys and gals, once you get the tips and once you get the hints. Number three, categories. Categories are essential. Before you set up your WordPress, make sure you know what categories you're going to talk about. What's your expertise? What do people say you can talk all day about and are fed up hearing it? Whatever those are, that's what your categories are. Because that's what you'll easily be able to build your blog content with. With me, it's SEO, it's marketing, it's WordPress. So those are my main categories. That's what I talk about all the time. Make sure you put your blog posts in the correct categories. Next one, really easy to overlook. If you do this in all your posts, you'll already be outranking at least 70% of your competitors. H2, H3 tags. Really simple to do. Again, in your WordPress blog, back end, simple. Select from the drop down, it's usually on paragraph, H3, H2. I rarely use H2 in shops. If you have a look at that blog, it's mainly H3. But H2 and H3 in your posts will easily put you way ahead of the crowd. That's what the search engine is reading, you see. And the next thing. You know when you're reading the Google results and you see push, you see the title of the article, as you see here, push button plugin. That is easy to manipulate. Really easy. It's called your meta title. And I use a plugin to do that. I use a WordPress Yoast plugin. Again, check out missionknox.com for WordPress Yoast plugin, and you'll find a lengthy tutorial and video on how to set it up. It's another free plugin that produces great results. So make sure you get your title, description, manipulated. Now, tags is something that people have a lot to say about. Do you use tags in your blog, Sir Yvonne?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and how do you use your tags? Because I haven't put any in here on purpose. What would you put as tags in your blogs?
I would tag it as the type of post it is, like professional or a business or something like that.
See, that's what a lot of people say. And again, because I'm SEO, I've tried a lot of things. And I go for something that's really keyword related. I almost use it as a secondary keyword placing, so almost a secondary category. So here, my tag for a post on SEO or 11 tips for SEO would be literally SEO tips or 11 SEO tips. Again, I'm targeting keywords for my posts. Would you think of doing that, or would you think that is keyword spamming? Most people say spamming.
Possibly
yeah,
spamming.
It's true. I understand what you're saying. My category is what you're thinking of, yeah?
Yes.
What the answer you gave me is a category, you see? And that's why I make the difference there. My tags, if someone searches my post for SEO, they're going to find a tag, SEO tips, which will take them to this post. And that's what I'm monopolizing there, you see? Because tags show up on your HTML, on your page's HTML. So I like to optimize my tags for my keywords, because people can search Google and search my blog, and you can have Google search your blog, you can have Google search as AdSense. But if they search for a particular keyword, it will pull up the blog post you tagged with those keywords. So tagging your blog post with categories doesn't do your blog post any favors. So now make sure you tag with keywords, okay? They could even be LSI keywords, which we'll touch upon later.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
Now, this is another one. Do you use an SEO plugin at all, Yvonne, on your blog?
You know, I have Yoast, but I never quite figured out how to get it to work well.
Well, you've got to get over to Mission Arts, but Yoast is my baby. I love Yoast. And again, Yoast I've used on this blog here. And a couple of things that Yoast does that I'll show you here in this row. We spoke about the title, that you can manipulate the title. And again, I always use two different titles in my Yoast plugin. So my first title, my third title actually is on this post, something like 11 SEO tips for WordPress. And as you see here, on my description title, it talks about the push button plugin. It doesn't even talk about SEO tips. So here, I'm able to optimize my post for two different keywords. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And it's not something a lot of people do, but Yoast allows you to do that because you have your title posts and also your description post title. And also, another sneaky one, which you probably saw me sneaking earlier on, is on your permalinks, I often have a variation of the title there too. So I have a variation of my title, I have a variation on description, and I also change my permalinks. So my permalinks give me pure keyword density only. So rather than my permalinks saying to me 11 SEO tips, my permalinks say SEO tips only. I make it very, very pinpointed, very, very precise. So Yoast again allows me to do that. And on the description, again, I'll put my main keyword in the meta description. I'll show you that as well, don't you, Bob? Because main meta description is pretty essential. It's the bit they see when they read your bits and pieces in Google.
Oh.
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
That's really easy to do. Just down to Yoast, you've got your title. And again, what I'm trying to do here, main keyword, make it a tease, make it a must, make it yes, me too. I always try and make my titles so that if a reader looks at my titles, they think, oh yeah, me too. I want to do that, or I want to know that. I like to try and make my post titles emotional rather than scarcity or funny. I always try and make an emotional connection. As in, yes, me too. It's a trainer out in me. It's a trainer coming out of me there. I always try and take that approach. So again, my description is about to be released in a few days. You can get a free copy. Pretty easy. You're going to click through and get a free copy, aren't you? Yeah?
Yes.
Most certainly. And number 8 in the 11 tips. And again, this is quite simple. And one that a lot of SEO people will tell you is essential. And people don't do it. The first thing my person needs is my title. The first thing my spider needs is my title. However, I'm still writing for two people. When the spider hits my main page, it's checking to see if I'm optimized for my title. So the first thing I want to do, it doesn't have to be right at the very front. In the first paragraph of your blog post or page, must put your main keyword in there again. It's essential. Because the spiders are checking to see, is he actually talking about this process? And if they catch you in the first paragraph of that keyword, they'll take you seriously and keep reading. And again, I tried it with putting it in the second paragraph. I tried to put it in the third paragraph. It doesn't get the same results. First paragraph works. It's not so bad in the first paragraph, as long as it's there.
Mm.
As you can see here, I've bolded it. And again, a bold, or an italic, or an underline is again telling the Google spiders that this piece of content is the important piece of content on this page. So that's often why you'll see SEO guys bold, or underline, or italic their keyword. Just to ensure that the spider recognizes that this is the important keyword within the page. And that's the only reason. Of course, when we're writing for people, we'll use the same technique. But SEO guys will use that primarily for spider searching. Does that make sense? You ever tried that?
No, but I will now.
Yeah, you've got to try that. These are really simple tweaks, not only, but these 11 tweaks I make all the difference. On the setup blog of WordPress, there's nothing going on there fishy. There's no crazy backlinking going on. It's just pure great content and basic SEO principles in play there. And it's easy to do. Easy to do. And also, just as a note on that blog, that blog in total, that blog isn't packed jammed full with loads and loads and loads of content. That blog sets up a blog of WordPress. It's ranking on the first page of Google out of 270 odd million results. We're about 16 posts on it. So it's not like you have to create lots and lots of content. Again, that's a fable. That's rubbish. If you can create targeted content with great keyword placement, Google will rank you.
Wonderful.
And again, I know you'll be going to check it out. With how many posts? It's true. There's less than 20 posts on there. There's like 16 or 17 posts on there. And I was even thinking yesterday, I wonder, is it worth putting another post on there? But you know what I'm thinking, Yvonne?
What?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly. I completely agree.
If it drops down to the bottom of page one, maybe it'll get another post, but if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Because Google's feeding the algorithm perfectly. So I let it sit right there and bubble. I'm not selling anything on there. I'm just selling information, which is what it's all about, just sharing information. So that's good enough for me. And it's a great place to send people if you don't believe I can do SEO.
Yeah.
Next thing. Images are seen by human eyes, but read by spiders. This is again, sneak you rank a blog post quite quickly with this technique. So I'm going to share it with you and your readers purely because I love you, okay?
Thank you. I like you too.
This is how it works. I laugh when I see images, and the title of the image is Image 0654. And the alternative text is missing. The alternative text is again, it's not relevant to the post. So my images are seen by human eyes, but they're read by spiders. The spiders can't see my images. So I use the title and the alt text in my images to tell the spiders what my images are about. Therefore, reinforcing my keywords and my keyword strategy while the spiders are reading my page. So, of course, relevant images for people, but make sure you make the title and the alternate text relevant for the spiders, because those are what are going to be ranking you. But certainly people will be looking at you, the spiders will be ranking you. So you'll be doing that strong too. Do you do that these days? Do you rank your images?
No, but I will now.
Again, and what happens is, I'm a bit of a geek when it comes to WordPress, so I'll try all different things. I'm quite into creating images with pieces of software and stuff. So I'll create a certain image, knowing that it's a unique image, and I'll rank it for a particular keyword. And what happens is people will look for an image regarding a particular keyword, see my image, because it's pretty unique, and of course I've optimized it to be on the first page of Google Images, they'll copy my image, give me an extra back rank.
How about that? I hadn't thought of that.
So even optimizing your images for your blog post does you great favors, because when people search the images to use, if you've got a great image, they'll use yours.
Okay, time is flying away on us here.
Oh, well, luckily we're at 1 to go.
Oh, wonderful.
Number 11, LSI. Now, this is a word that a lot of people are scared of, but it's really simple. It's called latent schematic indexing. But what I call it is just speaking as you speak, talking as you talk. You don't use the same word all the time when you're talking about a subject, so switch it out a little bit. Instead of saying SEO, top of the search engines, you can use different terminology. Whatever comes natural to you is what you should be writing about. That's what people are reading. And Google is able to differentiate similar search terms. So if I write about top of the search, if I write about search engine optimization, Google knows we're talking about the same stuff. So basically, those were 11 really quick and simple, easy tips, but we'll get make sure you use them.
Oh, gosh, that was absolutely marvelous. I was furiously taking notes as you went along. Okay, and I'm hoping you'll share that video link so that our viewers and... Oh, that's really, really wonderful. So do you have a quick wrap-up that you'd like to share with folks?
I do actually. Let me show you something real quick. There you go. These guys are brilliant. Pouches. Make sure you use pouches in your training. Make your training fun. That's all I've got to say.
Yes, yes.
Find me, guys, at missionops.com. My name's Tony B. There's a little seven-day course teaching you how to do what I do. And that's about it. Any questions? I'll always be around online to find them. That's me, Yvonne. Back to you.
Okay. Thank you very much. That was absolutely, absolutely amazing. I learned so much. Now I have to go and put it into action because, of course, it's no good unless you actually use these techniques that you just shared. And I would like, I just want to say, for those of you who are listening and watching, this was a brand new, never before done technique, where we have a Google Hangout and Blog Talk Radio interview at the same time. And this was Tony's idea, and I cannot say how excited I am about having tried it. I got a couple of people who were trying to reach me while we were doing the show, and, of course, I couldn't log out to respond to them. So after the show, I'll make sure I get them the link to the YouTube video so they can check it out. Thanks a lot for the wonderful interview, Tony. And thanks to all of you for listening to the Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll see you next month on the second Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Until then, I'll leave you with the special thought for the day. It's better to try and fail than to never try and always wonder. Today we tried something new. We combined our radio show with Google Hangout, which I only learned last week because of and through Tony. It was fun. Lots of fun. Thanks again, Tony. And thanks for staying up late so that you could be our guest on the show. I really appreciate it. All of us appreciate it. Those 11 tips were amazing. Thanks. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Remember to join us on the second Saturday each month. In the meantime, visit us online at blogtalkradio.com/Yvonne-F-Brown and share your comments about today's show. While you're there, become a friend of the show and use the comment box to provide us with some feedback. This was absolutely amazing and thrilling. I'll see you next month. Thank you for joining us today. If you have a topic that you would like to learn more about, please send it to me at Yvonne@YvonneFBrown.com. You may also use the contact page at www.yvonnefbrown.com, YvonneFBrown.com, to share your comments about today's program or to ask me a question. Until next time, this is Yvonne Brown saying, each day you have the opportunity to get out there on life's playing field or sit on the sidelines. It's always more rewarding to get in the game and play.